trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
Every day, we are losing more and more of our wonderful World War II veterans. And if you've been a listener of mine since I've been on this show, there's a good chance that you know my family's story. My great-grandfather was a World War II veteran who we lost last year, and I miss him dearly every day. And it's wonderful to know that there are people locally here who are doing everything they can to capture the memories and be able to tell these stories for years to come. On the line with us, we have Joshua Scott, and he is with Memoirs of World War II, or WW2 is how their YouTube and Facebook page read it. Joshua, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I am great. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and thanks for everything you do with capturing these stories, because it is unfortunately going to come to a time where none of these veterans are here anymore, and their stories
absolutely
need to live on.
Yeah, and it's coming up soon, too.
It is. So, real quick, during the commercial break, Billy and I, we were talking about this, my producer, and my grandfather was very big in World War II, so I did a quick Google search of him. The first thing that popped up, Joshua, was a post that you guys made about my grandpa last year.
When he passed away.
Carl Miller. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, Carl Miller. Yeah. He was a good friend of ours. That's your grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Wow.
So I appreciate everything that you guys do. And it was heart-wrenching to actually read that, because it was right after he had passed. And very thankful. You're good.
All right. Yeah, I was just going to tell you, we'd been invited to a Battle of the Bulge veterans group here in Canton that had been taking place for years and years. And I got invited to it a few years ago, and I met Carl there, and just him and so many other great veterans that we met there, just such friendly, warm people. And Carl was just such a great guy. And sadly, you know, as the numbers of World War II veterans at large continues to fall, that group hasn't been able to meet since COVID started. And I hope that it'll get back together. But, you know, it was just a small amount of veterans that were attending compared to how many they had, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. But, you know, we're doing everything that we can to keep their stories in front of the public. And hopefully we can all learn a lot from it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm really excited to. Now that I'm familiar with it, I know where your YouTube page is, your Facebook page is. I'm definitely going to follow. I'm going to watch these memoirs as well. Now, can you tell us exactly, Joshua, what your YouTube page is? I mean, you have over 300,000 subscribers. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Wow. So what are you guys documenting and sharing with the public?
Yeah, so we each episode that we release, which we release one episode a month, each episode is a short documentary, usually ranging from anywhere from like 10 to 20 minutes long. And each episode tells a specific veteran's story. And over the past 3 or 4 years, we've been traveling around the country interviewing, you know, the last of the World War II veterans. And so we're just using the YouTube channel to share the individual stories. And that's really important to us because, you know, you can read about the history of World War II from a book and from history class, even though unfortunately they don't teach this nearly as much anymore. And so a lot of people know about World War II and the gist of it and basic bullet points of it. But we wanted to go further than that and bring you the perspective of the individuals who served during that time. And the majority of them are combat veterans, but we also have spoken with people who had a big role to play here on the home front during the war. And we've spoken with civilians from other countries who endured the war in a different way than we did here in the United States. You know, we were, with the exception of Pearl Harbor and some things, you know, happening out on the Atlantic coast, we were largely safe throughout the entire war here in the U.S. But we've gotten the opportunity to talk to some people who grew up with the war raging all around them and their country being flipped upside down because of it. So we really wanted to bring that personal perspective. And, you know, you can hear about D-Day, you know, what happened at D-Day 100 times, and you can hear about what happened at the Battle of the Bulge 100 times. But to hear the individual's perspective, every perspective is different, and everyone experienced it differently and had different emotional effects on them. So really, each story is so unique, and that's what we wanted to bring to this series.
Yeah, it's amazing. The stories, the photos, and I've seen some very rare video. How much goes into planning just one episode, Joshua?
Well, it all starts with getting the interview. And right now we have on our website, we have a form that people can fill out if they have a relative or they know of a veteran who served in the war. And that's primarily how we get their information. And so we get this form and we find out, you know, where they live, what branch of the military they served in, or what their role was in the war. And from there, you know, we can hopefully sooner than later schedule a trip to meet that person and get a bunch of other stories along the way. And once we do that, once we have the story documented and filmed, then we go into deciding, you know, which one are we going to feature next. And from that point, I just kind of go through the interview again, watch through it, and find what their story is, you know, what's unique about this individual. And like I said, each one is unique and each one has their own story. So from there, I kind of, you know, write around their story, like what are the points that, you know, that really need to be shown, and how can I relay these to the viewer in the most visceral way, you know, never adding any fluff or any drama unnecessarily, but just allowing their story to be what it is. And my job is basically to just use what they've told me and use the tools that I have, like, you know, archive footage or music or anything like that, to really bring their story to life. And you know, it's one thing to hear someone give you some facts, but to really be able to dive in and see it the way that they saw it, that's kind of what I look at as my job. And so that's the biggest undertaking, is taking their story and opening it up in a way that people can hopefully get a glimpse of what it was like for them.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And to capture this, about how many veterans would you say that you've interviewed?
At large, we'll see, when we first started Memoirs of World War II, it was just a Instagram page. And I just wanted to get out there and start interviewing veterans. And we didn't have the equipment to film interviews. So I just started doing Instagram and posting pictures of the veterans and writing their story in the caption. So since we started this back in 2016, I would say that I've interviewed about 200 World War II veterans. For the YouTube series, we currently have, I think, 38 episodes on our channel, and we have another 40 that I still haven't even touched yet. And we're still in the process of traveling and getting more stories. Just this year, I think we've interviewed 30 World War II veterans across the country. So we're still in the process of getting more. But currently we have almost 40 episodes on our YouTube channel, another 40 that I haven't even gotten around to editing yet, but we're still planning trips, and we still have, I would say another 200 veterans that we have their information on file that we just are waiting for the opportunity to get to them, to be able to make the trip to wherever they are. And so my wife and I, we both work full-time jobs still, so this is a project that we're doing on the side. And so we just take every opportunity that we can to get out there and get these stories before they're gone.
Wow, you're doing great work, and It's amazing. And Josh, I got to ask you, do you by chance have any interviews with my grandfather?
No, unfortunately, we never got to make that happen. It's one of those things that's, you know, it's one of the things that makes this such a heart-wrenching experience. It's great when we get the opportunity to meet them and sit down with them. It's a very rewarding experience. But there's also that side of it where the clock is ticking and there is disappointment and loss wrapped up in the whole process. And you know, there's times where when we, you know, say we finally have the opportunity to head out, for example, we just went down to Texas. Last month, October. And, you know, we finally got the chance to go down there and get the veterans that we've been waiting to interview that live down there in Texas. Well, when we reach out and say, hey, we're coming down there, is this a good date for the episode or for the interview? We find out that a lot of them have since passed away. And it's just a very real, heart-wrenching and oftentimes disappointing thing, but that's just the nature of it, you know. We're losing the veterans so quickly that we are, you know, trying to do everything that we can to get to them. But it's just the reality of it is that, you know, we're losing the stat right now is something like 250 to 300 World War II veterans pass away every day. So we're doing the best that we can, but we always encourage other people, you know, to do what they can as well to document the stories. Like we do it the way that we do, you know, we have our equipment, our filming equipment, and, you know, we make it look good and the edit and everything that we do, is always very, cinematic and engaging, but the story is still the story in whatever way that we, as the general public, not just memoirs of World War II, but any way that we can document these stories before they're gone, it's a worthwhile thing to do. So if that's just, you know, taking a few pictures and writing some things down, or just, you know, setting up your iPhone and videoing an interview with your grandfather or your uncle or whoever it is, it's a worthwhile undertaking.
Wow, that's great. Everything that you do, I'm a huge fan. I'm glad that we were able to connect on this. And if you ever need any photos of the world record pontoon bridge that was built across the Rhine River, I've got plenty of them. So we'll be in touch. Yeah. Plenty of them
that's
for
awesome.
You, Josh. Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. Keep up the great work. And if there's anything that I can do to help with your mission here, let me know. I'll get with you after this interview, get you my number and everything. I think what you're doing is fantastic. Kudos to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.